Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, you ass.
What's up, kid? How you doing, man?
You big dumb idiot. I'm doing good. Good to be back after the extended weekend. I'm trying to remember like how the things go on the show, which is funny because I shouldn't, because we do this every single day. And then I come back after it. That's how quickly.
It shouldn't be a surprise to you anymore.
No.
You know?
And that's how quickly things leave my dumb, dumb brain. Is I'm gone for 4 days. I'm like, wait, what am I doing? Oh, we got to do this today. We got to do that. Oh, okay. This is going on. So with that said, I remembered that we have to do your history lesson. So let's do it.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, October 19th, 1933, the great new sport of basketball was introduced to the 1936 Olympic Games by the Berlin Organization Committee. So basketball, yeah, the hot new game sweeping the nation. Basketball now
basketball,
coming to the Olympics.
They dribble up and down the court and they put it in the hoop. There was no and one going on during that time. I guarantee you that.
It is so funny.
Professor wasn't around at that time to
it's so
cross
funny.
People over and break ankles, you know.
Watching old basketball clips. All right, I would love to see the 1936 Olympic basketball team take on even like a JV squad from a high school nowadays. It would they would get massacred.
Change. The game was. They say the game is played above the rim these days, dude. It was played. It was played on the wooden floor in 1933. A layup was incredible back then. Dude.
I'm almost positive that still at that point you had to get the ball out of the wicker basket after each shot. All right, unbelievable. It just I would love to see someone from the 1936 any basketball find the best basketball team from the 1936 Olympics and put them against the worst basketball team now. I what do you think, dude, the score would be? 300-6?
Oh, something. At least 300. Dude, even the jump shots back in the day, dude, just looked funky. You know, it's a 1950s jump shot right there. You're shooting it from your belt buckle, basically.
The dribble. You were a dangerous player back then if you could switch hands consistently on your dribble. All right, look at that.
Ooh, did you? That was a left-handed layup.
Imagine.
Pay that guy.
Imagine. Just it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So,
anybody dunk back then?
I don't think they can handle it. Well, they were playing in dress shoes, I'm pretty sure, so I don't think that probably worked out. But, every time I think of old-timey basketball, I hear the Globetrotters theme song for some reason, and I just imagine all these white guys just running around in short little shorts. You got some coach who isn't sure exactly what to do because it's still so new. It's like, I guess just go out there and put the ball in the hoop, all right? That's it.
Don't even put your hand on the side of the ball back there. You have to dribble straight up and down the court. No wonder you look so weird.
Guys are looking at the basketball while they're dribbling, like the one thing you shouldn't do.
Oh, jeez, dude.
And real mechanical movements, like, you know, I'm going to stop, pivot, slap the ball, pass it to my teammate, pivot, stand.
Right foot, pivot. Left foot, back pivot.
Oh, God, to be at those first games. Fantastic.
Fundamentals were a thing, dude.
We got it. All right, team, we're going to talk about fundamentals here today, and that's all we're going to do because I'm not sure what else we have going on. All right, but yeah. If you want a funny thought, just imagine the worst 2021 NBA team against the best 1936 Olympic basketball team, and you still know it would be like 300-6, and that's glorious. I love it.
Jackie Moon.
Jackie Moon, the moonshot. All right, that is what happened on this day in history for October 19th. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Dimitri Martin.